Welcome to the New Mind Creator Podcast, episode number 75, Overcome Fears. I'm your host, Maurice, the New Mind Creator. Remember to subscribe to my podcast so that you can receive alerts when new episodes are available each week on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I ask that you support my podcast with your monetary donations and also by sharing your favorite episodes. There's a quote by Napoleon Hill in which he said, "Fears are nothing more than a state of mind." Whenever you are not in a loving and peaceful state of mind, it's so easy to fall into the clutches of fear and everything else that's associated with it. Everything has its origin within your state of mind and what you are constantly meditating on. It's important for you to safeguard yourself against things that could produce fear in your life. For example, certain people who are fearful and have absolutely no desire to conquer their fears, television shows, and so on. There are some people who feel they need to fall asleep with the television on for comfort, but then they act surprised when the violent, fearful, and anxiety-laden shows they fall asleep to begin manifesting themselves into their own thoughts. They wonder, where did this thought come from? Everything came from somewhere. Remember, just as you wake up in the morning and right before you fall asleep are the easiest times to access your subconscious mind because you're in this drowsy state, like your conscious mind is less of a hassle. We reason with our conscious mind, but when you're in a sleepy, drowsy state, your conscious mind is more at ease and it's easier to access your subconscious mind. Therefore, if you are someone who falls asleep watching television, you are literally imprinting your subconscious mind with possibly fearful or violent substance. And whatever dominant thought that has been impressed upon your subconscious mind will manifest itself in some way, shape, or form, unless it is consciously overridden by something greater that you choose to impress upon it. There has to be something greater. Sometimes fearful things enter people's lives while they are young kids and they don't know how to escape it. They find themselves suffering from the same fears into adulthood, but those fears can be overcome as well. It's not a life sentence unless they choose for it to be so. You have to choose. As we all know, it's impossible to hold two thoughts in your mind at the same time. Our minds can roam from thought to thought throughout a day, throughout a minute, but you can only think of one thought at a time. Just like we have, I guess sort of like we have two eyes, but we only see one vision. Therefore, in order for someone who has been entrenched with fear since they were a child, even if it happened when they were in utero or when after they were born while they were still in a nonverbal state, they must now begin to detach themselves from that fearful state by choosing a more pleasurable picture or image and or feeling. If you are someone who has an upsetting, fearful memory, you can detach yourself from that memory by choosing a new memory that overrides the old unwanted memories. That means you must choose to become more aware. So when these unwanted memories or images appear, you have the power to detach from it by choosing to display the subjective image or images of your new desire. For example, if you were afraid of someone walking up to you and physically harming you, hitting you, or whatever, whenever that image or images appears in your mind, immediately begin to choose the subjective image of someone walking up to you with a smile on their face and greeting you with a hug or warm embrace. And begin to feel that love within your imagination and true being. Remember, a man can't turn from something unless he turns to something. And your ability to continuously do this each time the negative image appear will literally cause you to detach from these or those old images. And the new images you choose will begin to become more prominent and dominant in your mind and life. Henry Ford once said, "One of the greatest discoveries a man makes, one of his great surprises, is to find he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do." Everything worthwhile having in life is always worth the struggle associated with achieving it. If somehow you believe changing is too difficult for you, then it will be for you. It will be difficult for you. Think you can, think you can't. Either way, you're right. Whatever you're telling yourself and saying to yourself, that's what it is. But if you choose to focus and become fixated on what you want, you will achieve it. You must give your energy into what you want, not what you don't want. That's a slight shift. We often think about things we don't want because we are in that fearful state. That's fear when we're thinking of things we don't want. We have to get into the things that we do want and lavish ourselves with those things. Fear is really an illusion. It must be overcome by each individual. No one can do it for you. We all must face our fears and conquer them head on. And in doing so, your entire life will change for the better. It's an individual thing. No parent could do it for their kids. No spouse can do it for one another. It's an individual thing. And if you conquer it, your life will be so much more enriched. The great Nelson Mandela once said, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." There are challenges that we all must overcome. I'm sure you've all heard the old, well-known saying before that says, "To the victor belong the spoils." Whatever you are able to overcome in this life, you now have power over it, and you are able to help others overcome the same thing. You become an expert of overcoming the things that you've overcome in your life. You must get into overcoming things. I know that several years ago now, for the first time, I heard of kids having sporting events, and instead of giving a trophy to the kid or the kids who won the game, they began giving participation trophies. And it's like all of the kids were on the same level. And I don't know if that's a good thing, because participation is one thing, but you have to become a master of what you're doing in order to receive the best spoils. You could give an encouraging word and say, "Try harder next time." That's a part of competition. In this case, we're not competing with others, but we're competing with ourselves to overcome, do something better next time. Don't just get down on yourself, but get better. Some of the most successful people in the world today had to overcome their fears before they were able to become household names that everyone now recognizes. The confidence they exude today is a derivative of the fear they had to face and overcome yesterday or yesteryear. I remember seeing one of Mike Tyson's interviews not long ago, and when he was asked several questions about his childhood before he was trained how to box, he said to the interviewer, "Look, I was just a scared kid. I was afraid of everything. I got into fights and got beat up a lot." His ability to face his fears and overcome them was the qualifications he needed in order to become the heavyweight boxing champion. He had to overcome the local fear before he overcame the national fear of bigger and more skilled people. He would have never become a boxing champion if he didn't face his fears. Now, take a look at your own life. Can you see your dreams and goals on the other side of your fears? Are you able to see them? Now, what will you decide to do about it? Are your dreams and goals worthy or important enough for you to overcome the obstacles that are currently in your way? As with everything, you will have to want to overcome your fears. You will have to. You have to come to a place in your life where you've had enough of the residual effects that the fears you have yet to overcome in your life have been producing. There's a quote by Marie Curie in which she said, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood." Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less, be fearless. It's important that you understand your own situation. How did you get to this place in your life? We all have questions that we need to ask ourselves. It's just like you getting lost on your way driving to a destination where you've never been before and your navigation system stopped working for whatever reason. There's no need to become fearful. You just need to understand how to get back on track so that you can be able to arrive at your desired destination. Everyone has a desire to go somewhere in their lives or to do something great. But fear has derailed many people while on their journey. You must make the choice to get back on track. It's never too late, because as long as you have breath in your body, there's a possibility that your quality of life can change for the better. Get started now and conquer that fearful mindset that has plagued and robbed you of many good experiences. You could be enjoying some really good things in your life, but you're in a point that right now that you are in a holding place almost because you have not conquered that fear or meet it head on. What do you really have to lose but that fear? So you have to get the courage within yourself. Ralph Waldo Emerson said it this way: "Do the thing that we fear, and death of fear is certain." Be courageous today. Thank you for listening to The New Mind Creator podcast with your host, Maurice, The New Mind Creator. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and True Serum. head over to www.mauriceflournoy.com to receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.